hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours. Today, Thursday, the 11th of December, 2025. It's currently 25 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. CTPD warns MPs against external influence ahead of tobacco control bill debate. First Deputy Speaker launches parliamentary caucus on energy, mining and mineral resources. And more than 30 dead after Myanmar military airstrike hits hospital.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The Centre for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has urged members of Parliament to approach the Tobacco Control Bill with independence, seriousness and unwavering commitment to public interest when it is tabled before Parliament. In a statement, CTPD Executive Director Isaac Maipopo says in Zambia, tobacco use continues to impose a heavy health, social and economic burden, straining households with medical costs, reducing national productivity and contributing to over 7,100 premature deaths each year. He, however, notes that CTPD is aware of long-standing schemes by the tobacco industry and its affiliates, including misinformation campaigns, lobbying disguised as harm reduction advocacy, and attempts to influence decision-makers through inducements or aimed at weakening or derailing tobacco control measures. Mr. Maipopo has called on oversight bodies such as the Anti-Corruption Commission and the Drug Enforcement Commission to remain alert to potential interference, including inducements targeting legislators. First Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Malungo Jisangano, has officially launched the Zambia Parliamentary Caucus on Energy, Mining and Mineral Resources, aimed at enhancing the governance of key sectors that continue to shape the country's economic outlook. Speaking during the launch, Ms. Jisangano said the initiative demonstrates Parliament's resolve to promote accountable leadership, inclusive policy development, and the sustainable management of natural resources. She has emphasized that Zambia's energy and mineral wealth remains central to the nation's aspirations and future growth.
Zambia's energy, mining, and mineral resources sectors remain central to our national development agenda. They are the backbone of our past, the engine of our present, and the foundation of our aspirations for the future. Our mineral development, including copper, cobalt, manganese, and emergent rare earth minerals, positions Zambia strategically in the global energy transition.
And Caucus Chairperson Christopher Kangombe has described the platform as the right channel through which critical discussions on mining and energy will take place. Meanwhile, Center for Trade Policy and Development Executive Director Isaac Maipopo said the establishment of the caucus comes at a critical time as Zambia reassesses how it governs its mineral resources.
Today we are launching something that is very important, and CTPD stands ready to support the caucus through initiatives such as research, policy analysis and facilitation of stakeholder engagement as it implements its recently finalized constitution and the 2026 program of work. We are affirming our commitment to stronger governance, greater accountability and the brighter future of Zambia's extractive sector.
Now, the government has disclosed that the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission has disbursed 1.3 billion kwacha in empowerment loans to more than 83,000 beneficiaries across the country over the past 4 years. Speaking on Kwitu FM's Nkani Atu program, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Minister Elias Mubanga said the agriculture sector has been the biggest beneficiary of the empowerment initiatives. He has emphasized that the ministry will not entertain individuals who want to obtain empowerment loans but have no intention of paying them back. Mr. Mubanga has since encouraged all beneficiaries to repay their loans so that others can also benefit.
Urefaya ukuti ushitemo benzi bimbi warishwa wa PS warishwa wa minister warishwa wa director timperen kwenda ama yota ya bombe. And in fact the directive is that the minister mafure vare mona usheni vena niva nani vare pukenda rama. Otherwise we'll be in trouble. Imagine ivonsi tu wapukenda rama iitule andapo 1.3 billion wako ngwesha yonze hero takuni ugwesisha. What are you doing? Chama mwachisa la chiministri ya small and medium minister pali chotu eto tuwechita. So that's why this time we've taken a different approach to this empowerment fund. We only targeting the business community.
In more news, the opposition Patriotic Front faction has appealed to all members of parliament across party lines to reject Bill No. 7 in its entirety, especially following the Constitutional Court's ruling that the bill is unconstitutional. In a statement, PF faction media director Edwin Lifwekelo has urged MPs with influence, integrity and strong voices to stand up not for their parties or political expedience but for the people. He said allowing Parliament to proceed with Bill 7 would amount to legitimizing a constitutionally tainted act and would be a direct affront to the rule of law. And Governance and Development Advocates Zambia Executive Director Elias Mulenga has urged parliamentarians to pass Bill 7 without delay, stating that it is well intentioned.
We have observed that from time immemorial, Zambia has faced difficulties in dealing with the constitutional issue. During the tenure of President Chiluba, it was the same thing. People have never agreed where constitution-making process is concerned. So it takes the legislative to enact the laws of our country. The controversy surrounding the constitution-making process are meant to prioritize personal agendas and advance political careers. So it is therefore that Parliament moves on and does away with this issue so that we can have the next chapter of dealing with issues in Zambia.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, has destroyed assorted non-compliant products seized during enforcement activities in the first, second and third and fourth quarters of 2025, valued at 520,357 kwacha. ZCSA Manager for Communication and Public Relations, Bran Hachioga, says the agency destroyed the products in Lusaka on Wednesday afternoon in line with the Compulsory Standards Act, which provides for, among other measures, destruction of non-compliant products to protect consumers and the environment. Mr. Hachioga says some products were expired, banned, unregistered, substandard and poorly packaged, while others were illegally supplied on the market, thereby posing risks to public safety and health. He said the products included shoe polish, male latex condoms, clear beer, fruit-flavored drinks, potable spirits, crude vegetable oil, peanut butter, biscuits, packaged drinking water, and used underwear, among others.
The agency seized the products during our routine enforcement activities in Rufunsa, Kamwara Trading Area, Makeni, Chaisa, Chinika Industrial Area, Soweto and PHI Area for not meeting the minimum requirements for them to be supplied on the Zambian market. As an agency, we wish to warn of stern actions against entities and traders which are illegally supplying non-compliant products on the Zambian market, as such products pose a risk to public safety and health.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
To Southeast Asia, at least 34 people have died and dozens more are injured after airstrikes from Myanmar's military hit a hospital in the country's west on Wednesday night, according to ground sources. The hospital is located in Mauk U-10 in Rakhine State, an area controlled by the Arakan Army, one of the strongest ethnic armies fighting the country's military regime. Thousands have died and millions have been displaced since the military seized power in a coup in 2021 and triggered a civil war. The BBC has more on other stories.
The military in Myanmar have carried out an airstrike on a hospital in the west of the country, killing at least 35 people. Aid workers say the attack took place on Wednesday in Rakhine State. The area is controlled by the Arakan Army. Ukraine and its European allies will hold talks today to discuss how to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Reports say Kiev has submitted its latest proposals with revisions to a US plan requiring Ukraine to surrender land Russia has yet to capture. A BBC investigation has found that endangered species are being openly sold on Facebook. Among the listings were a live tiger in a cage, bred